You know, if you hadn't said anything, I could be cheesy just naturally, just fine. But now the pressure is on. Anxiety about being cheesy, and I just don't know. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Banff Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty. And with me today, I have a whole bunch of folks. There's Stacey Montgomery.
Hello.
Hey, Stacey, our regular GM for our Marvel game, and he'll be running Icons later tonight. We have charming Canadian Mr. Jim Morrison from the Great White North. How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
All right, thanks for joining us again. Jim will be on board for the Icons game. And we have internet celebrity Charlie McElvey, who is the powerhouse behind WatchGuard and Team Force 5 for Mutants and Mastermind. Welcome to the podcast again, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, I say again, I interviewed you back during Vigilance Press podcast days. We're busting your cherry for the Banff podcast.
Go easy on me. I'm kind of sorry.
It's going to be special.
That's what they all say.
All right.
Guys, we know this. Go ahead, carry on.
For those of you unfamiliar with Charlie's work, you should check it out. He's got some of the most high-profile products for Mutants and Masterminds as a third-party publisher right now. WatchGuard is a huge, massive book about the size of Freedom City, incredibly lavishly illustrated by professional comic book artists. Well-written. It's just a tour de force, and it's well worth your hard-earned dollars to check out. And now Charlie's taking the next step, and what's up with that, Charlie?
Well, right now we've got a Kickstarter going. The Kickstarter is to transition. Really, if you own the source book, you know that I had a goal kind of set putting it forth, and that was to eventually publish a comic book. So this is, I'm making a leap from Mutants and Masterminds to comics, which I think is the first product to ever do that. So it's great. Actually, I got two pages of art in today from Andy Smith, who is a 20-year comics vet, who is a good friend of mine, and I'm just stoked. I can't wait to put these in front of you guys.
Sweet. So tell us a little bit about the Kickstarter. What are some of the rewards? What's the product being generated? All the kind of stuff.
Wow, that's a loaded question. So the Kickstarter, you can go on Kickstarter and just either search for my name, or it's easier to search for WatchGuard, and you'll see it, WatchGuard and Team Force 5. The goal is to put together a large double-sized comic in classic flipbook format. When I say flipbook, for those who weren't around in the 90s or don't remember Youngblood number one, it'll have two different covers, and they're upside down from each other. And likewise, you'll read the stories. When you get to the end of one, you're at the end of the other, but it's upside down. So the idea is to cram them both into one big book and kind of do like a TV pilot. So the goal is to get the pilot out there, hopefully have everyone enjoy it, and then let that proceed forth into either a miniseries or ongoing series or whatever the popularity demands.
All right, cool. Now, you have got a bunch of tiers. We probably couldn't cover all these, but
no.
Let's talk about some of the more popular ones. I'm talking too much here. Why don't you tell us what some of the cool stuff people can get for something looks like you got 8 backers, $10 level, where they get a DRM free copy of WatchGuard Team Force 5.
Right.
And all right, so that's the basic level. I know you get all kinds of swag you've devised for WatchGuard. Are you working that into the Kickstarter as well?
Yeah, so if you actually scroll down the in the story section, you'll see I got a photo. I just posted a new updated picture of a resin statue, a maquette that we're doing of Sentinel, which is my patriotic hero from WatchGuard. He's one of the more popular ones, and that is just now finishing up. In fact, I got that picture today. That's in the $150 range, and if you think about it, most maquettes, painted or unpainted, range in the close to $200 range on their own, and for this being $150 as a tier, you're getting the chance to support the WatchGuard and get a really cool unpainted resin kit. So that's pretty exciting. I've actually gotten some traction on that with a lot of the gaming folks who just think that's just cool.
All right, cool. Hey, we just had Walt Rebillard, who's associated with the Zenith Comics, just join us. How you doing?
Hello. What's shaking, guys?
Thank you much. We were waiting for you. We invited Charlie McElvey to come on and tell us about his Kickstarter to fund the WatchGuard comic book.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you can find it at Kickstarter.com. You search on WatchGuard. It's the first one that comes up. And he was just putting together a flip book, telling about some of the swag involved. I'm sure it's on the Kickstarter page, but just for folks who are listening at home, who are the artists you have involved in this project, Charlie? Charlie, you there?
I swear to God, I didn't.
Yeah, it's the retard forgetting to hit the unmute button. But anyway, Yeah, Andy Smith, who I already mentioned, who's a 20-plus year vet. Joe Kubert, he actually taught some classes with Bart Sears. He was a Bart Sears pupil. Andy goes way back. He's worked on things like Green Lantern, Exo Manowar, good grief, Green Lantern.
He was on Batman. Yeah, he was on a bunch of different things.
Oh, tons of stuff. So, yeah, Andy's been all over the map. And he's you name a character, and he's probably penciled him at one point or another, or inked him. And then we've got Kevin Sharp, which many know from Nova number 25, which was a huge, awesome book. He's also done Masters of the Universe, stuff for DC Comics, Adventure Comics, and Legion of Superheroes, and just tons of other things. And then coloring, we've got Andrew Dollhouse, and those of you who are familiar with superhero comics recognize his name from the current Teen Titans, the New 52. But he's also done Justice League, and it escapes me. That was Anita Blake. He did Anita Blake for a while there, too. So those are some of the guys working on the books.
Yeah, so you got a roster of professional talent. That is awesome.
Yeah, the goal was to make an indie book that didn't look like an indie book.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Yeah, I really look forward to this happening. Let's see, so we've got 16 days left. And I'll make sure I post this tonight with a link so people can get on that as soon as possible.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, no worries, man. Let's see. Anything else we should tell our listeners about the Kickstarter?
Yeah, don't be afraid to pledge a buck. I mean, really, you know, every pledge counts. And I appreciate the $1 and $5 pledges just as much as the $50 and $200 pledges. And so I think folks are, you know, often afraid to chip in a buck. And it's, you know, if you have to, think of the Salvation Army model. I mean, every penny counts. And it's really... It's not just for me. I mean, this is something I wanted to do for a long time because I think folks will enjoy it. So, you know, chip in and move it up, and let's keep rolling together.
It's a great universe, and it's a great idea. And so, folks, once you get off this podcast, well, assuming that this podcast is important enough, you're going to finish listening to it before you go somewhere else. Because we have that kind of captivating content. Head over to Kickstarter.com. And search for WatchGuard and help Charlie out because this is a worthy project that needs your support.
Yeah, thanks.
So, all right, well, hey, thanks, Charlie. Let's see, anything else you want to cover?
I'm good. I mean, I'll hang out with you guys and we'll chat about whatever. I'm excited. This is good stuff.
Okay, well, actually, we were going to do a quick pickup game of Icons. If you wanted to roll a character and join us, you're welcome.
I've never played Icons, so I'd be a total noob, but I can sit and watch, so to speak.
If you're cool with that, sure. If you want, I can dig up a character from someone's blog, and you can, you know, kind of play along with that.
That'll work.
Okay. Stacy, what adventure are we doing tonight?
Well, you mentioned some of the published adventures that our fans have come to love. I was thinking that because we had spent the last few months working our way through the thicket of the Marvel breakout scenario, I thought we might go in the opposite direction and do a really nice scenario that's available online and is kind of light and not so hard to get through. And it's a little thing called Day of the Swarm.
Oh, hey, that sounds familiar to me.
It has a cool sort of vibe. It thinks it's based on them. It's actually, I think, a little bit more closely based on the classic film, The Beginning of the End, with Peter Graves. It's a fun superhero adventure that you can buy for just a couple of bucks in PDF form. But it also has the advantage of being fairly simple and pleasant. It's a fun, what they call, you know, Mountain Dew and pretzels kind of game. And I thought we might do that, make a nice change from what we've been doing, and frankly, I already had it printed out here, so. Which is also a...
Hey, Charlie, I got a question for you before we get started.
Yes, sir.
Just at heroes.blogspot.com, my friend Joe Bardellis has this blog. He does a lot of Icons conversions of Golden Age characters. I was trying to find one that might work for you. I got Golden Age Doctor Strange, who's basically kind of a scientist, super scientist adventurer. Or I got the original Daredevil, who's kind of like your urban vigilante with boomerangs.
Is that the one with the really sharp boomerang?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember him from way back.
Either one of those sound appealing to you, Charlie?
Only if I get to do, like, my really crappy Australian accent. Yeah, I'll let the boomerang go.
This is icons. That's, yeah, we encourage that.
Yeah, almost required.
I might sound Nigerian or something. I mean, I don't know how bad it'll sound.
All my accents turn into Monty Python after, like, 90 seconds, so,
Oi, oi! Yeah.
All right, I'm going to just put this into the Skype window. Do you see that? Not so much.
That's amazing technology.
Yep, got it.
It is. All right. Oh, hey, Walt, you're on a timer, right? How much time do you have?
I have till about 9:30.
What time is it now? It's 7:30 before you're there, right?
Yeah, 7:20.
Okay, cool.
The game master will collapse in exhaustion by then. We'll never make it that far.
That's the beautiful thing about icons. It's fast playing. Jim, do you have a character?
No, I wasn't even sure what was going on for tonight.
Oh, okay, no problem.
That's okay. Pull an icons character out of thin air, and don't tell me you don't have a bunch.
Hey, and the good news is you got me on here, so you can't look worse than the worst. I mean, it's not possible.
Well, that would be... I don't know.
I'll be king of the dung heap. You can enjoy the rest.
Well, hey, you're Canadian, so I shouldn't offer you the American Eagle character, should I?
Canada's in America, I think.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's certain, you know.
Yeah.
Walt, hang on, man.
Yes, sir. Canadian.
Who are you playing tonight?
I am going to be playing. Me and the wife had a brownout a little while ago. So while we were absolutely bored and without electricity, we sat around and rolled up icons characters. So I'm going to be playing a guy who got hit by a meteorite, transformed. He's the Ghost Razor or the Razor Ghost, depending on which alternate form he's using.
Okay.
I'm transcribing him right now so that I can upload him to Stacey, and then we'll be good.
All right, cool. Jim, you have played icons before, right?
Only a couple times, not a lot.
Don't worry about it. It's not the kind of game where you have to have played it before.
Okay, well, let's see, I'm trying to... Hey, I got a Golden Age character called Pyro Man.
Oh, Pyro Man! I don't remember him.
Yeah, he can fly, he has a force field, and...
Hey, isn't he one of the Nedor heroes?
I believe so, yes.
So we can use him safely without fear of being sued.
Is that of any interest to you, Jim?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Don't be too enthusiastic.
Pyro Man's a great character, and he's got funny little...
I got fire, too, if I'm a pyro, right?
It sounds like he's electrical-powered, which makes no sense to me, but yeah.
Yeah, though, that's the fun of Pyro Man. And he's got funny little wing things on his eye, pieces, like little Elton John glasses. He's wonderful.
Oh, okay.
I remember Pyro Man.
Yeah, let me send you that link. He's the Crackling Crusader.
He is.
It's like I say crackling whenever possible. Makes it sound like, he's covered in, plastic. But yeah, okay, Crackling Crusader. Okay.
Do you have bubble wrap you can snap on the microphone?
You still beat me to that.
You know, it's odd, because usually I've got, 7 feet of bubble wrap I keep at all times at close hand, just to, work off my anxiety, but I don't have any right now. So we've got a dire bubble wrap shortage over here.
What's doing? This guy is Pyro, an electric attack, but he's apparently an underwater combat specialist.
Yeah, he uses his electrical powers to break up water into oxygen so we can breathe. I know Pyro Man.
That is, that sounds about right. I tell you what. Hey, isn't there a, All right, I'm looking for a character now myself off the Icons Truth and Justice Wiki. I might get one of the official characters. Just
Oh my goodness.
Hey.
What?
An official character.
Official. Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to play the mighty Suharo.
Oh, Suharo's a fantastic character.
Yeah. I feel like I should be Dan Houser playing him, because Dan could do a funny voice and make it really hilarious while I'm pretty deadpan and, borderline autistic. But, hey.
I think Suharo would be great as a deadpan character.
Oh, and I went to... Hey, I'm an eye expert here. I've been to Arizona. It's Suharo.
Suharo.
Suharo?
Suharo.
Suharo?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a type of cactus. Yeah.
Damn, I lived in Tucson for 2 years and never heard it pronounced that way. Okay, shit. You taught me something, Charlie. I appreciate that.
Well, I've lived in New England my whole life, and I can tell you that up here we say saguaro, but of course we never encounter them, so it doesn't come up much.
White people. Ugh.
So true.
Just the white guy.
Oh, hey, and let's just mention, I don't know why mentioning white people reminds me of that. It probably shouldn't, but hey, this is our celebrating not being a Gen Con podcast. So, woo!
Yay.
We're not at Gen Con.
Me either.
So, yeah.
Although we could be here, so it actually works out for all of us.
Yeah,
actually, so. There's no way for us to know for certain that one of you isn't actually at Gen Con and is lying about it.
I've actually instructed Dan Houser to find the handsomest hobo he can and dress him up in nice clothes and tell people he's Mike Lafferty.
Top hat and all.
Yeah, it's our elaborate. So if you see Dan with a drunk guy at Gen Con who's wearing a top hat, it may or may not be me.
But it may.
Yeah. I'm not comparing my drinking habits to those of a hobo, but some people might. All right, hey. So we all got characters?
So the characters are Daredevil, Ghost Razor, Pyroman, and I'm sorry, how would you pronounce it?
Swaro. Just think S-W-A-R-O.
I'm gonna write it down that way. Swaro. I'd like to learn a new thing, like how to speak my own language. Swaro. Swaro. So we've got Daredevil, a Golden Age Daredevil, Ghost Razor, Pyroman, and Swaro.
That is correct.
That works for me. Nice little bunch, too. Very classic.
Hey, now, Charlie, you need 2d6, and I usually just go lazy and go to the Wizards of the Coast die roller, and there's a link for that if you want to do that.
Oh, that works.
Okay.
Instead of me running upstairs and finding my dice.
Yeah, she's usually how it is. And one's going to be positive, one's going to be negative, and Stacey knows this game like the back of her hand, so she can...
Oh, God, I wish. Actually, I was just thinking, I've been playing... playing Icons variants recently, so I'm desperately afraid of.
You know, the beautiful thing about Icons is it's very flexible. So if you're comfortable with a variant, just roll with it, and we'll just.
Yeah, if I say something completely ridiculous that seems completely ridiculous, you might want to call it out to me and say that's not actually how Icons works. Stace there.
Well, whatever's fun. That's the spirit of the game. So.
Especially, I've been playing without hit points, which is a little. I have to remember to actually do damage to you guys.
I call that stamina. But yes.
Yeah, stamina. But we, I've been playing everything on the success pyramid, for instance, which changes the meaning of some things like regeneration or invulnerability, sometimes beyond all recognition, but.
Okay. Well,
we'll try to go classic here so that the people at home can understand what's going on.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, I have a small emergency and that I need to get a drink. So I'll be back in like 1 minute.
I believe this is the best thing to change diapers or anything.
All right. No one say anything interesting because you know he'll cut this part out.
You know, maybe we should say something interesting so he's forced not to, and then we can rat out the fact that he went to actually go get a glass of water.
Oh, he's not getting water.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is he getting a beer? Okay, got it.
Does anyone here have something interesting they could say? Because I'm afraid I can't help you with that.
Well, depends on what language you want me to say it in.
If I was interesting, I'd be at Gen Con.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think we have an interesting enough crew here that decided to either boycott or just couldn't make it.
Or, they're too flippin' expensive. Good grief. Although I found out there's a way to cheat that, but I won't say that on the air. I think I just did, actually, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, for some reason they keep not inviting me as special guest.
Huh.
And I have standards.
I tried to argue. I said, hey, I was nominated for Fan Favorite Publisher. I should go for free, right? And they said no.
I think I saw that episode of The Guild.
Charlie, have you ever been to Gen Con?
No, sir. Actually, yeah. I've never been to Indianapolis, so I'd love the chance to go. I love traveling. I do it a lot for work, but I like doing it when it's fun.
And what do you do for work regularly?
I'm an IT consultant. So I'm a geek through and through.
Yeah, I gotcha. Do you handle all the problems that your users get, or do you create some problems just to see what they'll do, and then fix this problem to use again.
My answer, yes. Is that nebulous enough for you?
That works for me.
No, my thing is to resolve issues. I'm not a sales guy, so even though my title's consultant, I'm stripped out.
I'm back.
So I get to fix things and look like the hero. Oh, hey!
You're always a hero to me, Charlie.
Woohoo!
So what's going on?
So, Mike, we were just getting to the part where we interview you, and we were wondering, what's all this about your fans being angry and disappointed? Do you feel that you've betrayed the dream?
So many jokes I could make, none of them. What did I do to you, Stacey? I'm sorry. How can I make it up to you?
That's the same question I ask everyone. That's why I don't have an interview podcast like you do.
I can promise you we're going to be releasing Vampires of Red Square this week.
Really?
From Probable Tales Backers. Yeah, Paul, I think I sent you the PDF earlier.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I got that.
That's actually very exciting.
Yeah, so that will be up for like $2, maybe $3, something like that. Whatever the dice says when I roll it, when I put the product up, so...
Do you have money dice that allows you to do that?
I like to think of publishing as a greater part of the RPG experience, so I have a random price table I roll whenever it's back.
In a price table, I love it.
Yeah. So hey, are we gaming? Are we playing? I'm a cactus man. Woo.
Yeah, you've already lost, so we're good.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So right. Playing Shadowrun again. Okay.
Pull up Daredevil here and.
Oh no! Shadowrun, please. I Shadowrun confuses me. No. This is Icons. You have to remember, I'm like the rules light person. Icons is as crunchy as I get. I played Mutants and Mastermind once, and my personality crashed. It so many rules, so much to keep track of. My idea of a game is, you know, you roll a six and you win, and you roll a one and you lose, and there's really no need for all this complexity. Okay, so the name of the game is Improbable Tales: Day of the Swarm. It's Improbable Tales number one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Unfortunately, when I printed it out, I was kind of saving on ink and paper, so I didn't print out like the cover or the title pages. So I can't give credit to the author because his or her's names are not, I started right with the introduction, which is page 2, so I don't have the cover or page 1. So that's too bad, really.
On good terms with the writer, I'll express your apologies to him.
that's good. Well, you interview everyone, don't you? So that's fine. So
did you call him interview whore? I think you did.
I think someone may have. Let me just see. Now I'm reading this for the very first time.
I've been called worse. It's okay.
Now, you know, on second thought, this isn't very good.
Oh, damn it, Stacey, what are you doing?
Sorry. Okay, you guys are superheroes, right?
It happens to the best of us.
So you're probably all going about your normal daily activities when you get the crisis, your various crisis alert indicators go off. I don't know, maybe you have like wristwatches that discreetly glow, or maybe you have butlers who just appear and tap you on the shoulder and say, "Excuse me," but maybe you receive telepathic messages from the beyond. Possibly a cactus tells you, but you all receive your alert that there's trouble in Coopersville, which is a suburb of the great metropolitan, metropolis where you all work as superheroes. I think we should assume that you guys are at least informally some kind of a group, and you might have an exciting name like the group or the assemblage. Or the togetherness, the team workers.
Okay, help, you're fired.
Okay.
How about Daredevil and his amazing friends?
Actually.
How about DUM? DUM. That'd be the Diverse Union of Metahumans.
So you're off to Coopersville. Now, I'm going to assume, let's save time, and we can assume that you are dumb teleporters.
This is going to be a running joke, I can tell.
Teleports directly to the Coopersville Sheriff's Office. You could get the GPS coordinates off of Google and go there directly, where you'll see a scene of chaos as the small-town sheriff tries to serve as the information center and headquarters while dealing with this terrible crisis. And the terrible crisis is that giant ants have attacked Coopersville. Let me say that again for those of you who were so dumbfounded that you could not believe your ears, and you're thinking, I wonder what DC actually said. What could possibly be attacking Coopersville? Let me repeat, it's giant ants.
Did you say giant ants?
Yes, exactly.
Let me get some sugar.
Okay.
And borax.
You can meet up with the local Coopersville hero, the All-American. The All-American isn't terribly useful looking, and there seem to be instructions here that say that I shouldn't let the All-American help you out very much. I believe the All-American is here largely for me to hand you expository material. We could have had the sheriff talk to you, but as costumed weirdos, you wouldn't have trusted him. Whereas the All-American, who also dresses in long johns like all of you, is someone you instantly trust and like.
Hey, this is the required uniform.
Exactly. So these guys will dispatch you out into the field to deal with the giant ant problem. Now, let me just take a quick look. Daredevil, Swarrow, Daredevil and Swarrow will both need a ride in a helicopter, since you don't have travel based powers. I believe Pyroman can fly.
I can fly if I follow the power lines. Yes.
You can follow the electromagnetic field of high tension power lines, or moving metal objects like cars, or in this case, helicopters. So you could follow along the helicopter so long as you don't get too far from it.
Or find me a car that's actually made of metal, and I might try it out.
You know, this place is timeless, so, God, are even helicopters made of metal nowadays? I think they're made of Kevlar, but I'm going to rule comic book physics that there's enough metal in the helicopter. And the other character we have with us today is Ghost Razor, who is either someone who raises ghosts or who has a ghost-like razor.
I actually sent you that the character in your email.
Ah! I really should be looking at my email then.
And he has alternate form, gaseous, so he could fly along in gaseous form.
Hey, I've gotten your character in an email.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I actually have leaping five, so I can jump there.
Leaping five, really? That's actually pretty good. Anyway, so between your various forms. You guys can follow the helicopter, which at the very least, Daredevil will require, and which the All-American will pilot while he's munching on the tasty, fainting goat snack cakes.
All-American dog.
Exactly. And so you guys race to the scene of the first action scene, which is actually... written here in the rulebook as action scene one, which is really pretty cool. There's a little joke here about the kind of Rick Springfield rock that the All-American plays, but I'm going to skip right over that. I think the writer was being a little indulgent.
A little.
So the problem that you're first going to deal with is there's a class from Williams Elementary School, which is on a field trip, to the local observatory, which is just up in the hills, when it was attacked by the giant ants. So you've got a bus full of third graders, and it's trying to drive back to town, but it's being chased by giant ants. The bus driver called it in on his special bus driver radio, which, as you know, all school buses follow the CB protocol.
And we'll have a little class on that after the show for those of you who are interested in things like that. What you've got is a bunch of giant ants. I'd say there must be three or four of them chasing this school bus. The ants are pretty darn fast. The school bus is zooming along the long road that leads into town, surrounded by fields and light scrub and things like that. I'd say at this point, you guys are going to have to do something, possibly by taking heroic actions. Otherwise, I'll describe, over the next few moments, the painful and distracting deaths of the third graders as the giant ants overcome the school bus, tear it open like a snack cake, and consume the innocence within.
Wow, that would probably be great for Mike's ratings. We should probably help these kids.
I would agree. who goes first?
I believe that I don't know if it's just me, but I noticed that I think Mike Lafferty's voice has faded somewhat.
Yeah, he is.
Can you
hear
me
muted.
Now?
I think his mask is in the way.
Yeah, I was just I figured if it wasn't me that the your adoring public would want to be able to hear your voice.
Swarrow, quick, loosen your collar.
How about now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Oh, sorry, that's weird. I'm sorry. All right, I'll fiddle with some controls. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, I am going to run to the closest ant I can and try to do a charging attack into him.
Like a rushing attack.
Like a rushing attack.
Sure. Let me, let's see, icons as written, would be a rushing attack, strength limited by prowess, right?
Strength is 9, my prowess is 3, so, yeah.
Do you think you wanna roll that against that 3?
We can do that. I rolled my negative die, it's a 6, my positive die is a 6. So net result of 0.
Net result of 0. The 3, and let's have a look at these so called giant ants. That counts as terminology. It's a moderate success. So you hit. You charge a giant ant is not so hard to hit, I guess. So you charge the giant ant. Let's see, Swarrow is really strong, as I remember.
9. Yes.
Strength 9. Tomorrow would make a so moderate would be so you do the damage and the stamina of a giant ant. So this giant ant is essentially so what happens, everyone? Sorry, it takes me a minute to catch up with Icon's rules. Swarrow runs, leaping across the roadway, and just runs straight into one of these giant ants. Just plowing into it and knocking it over, all of its legs up in the air, sort of moving uselessly. You hear just after it happens, you actually hear the thump as the shockwave from the impact arrives just after it. He has just plowed this ant over, and it is out of the adventure. One less giant ant. Although Swarrow just barely made the hit, his incredible strength just overwhelms the giant ant.
Yay!
Yeah, well done.
It's a dry heat. Boom!
Can I swing in and take one myself?
Yes. Who's talking?
This is Daredevil.
Daredevil. Let me bring up your chart. And let's, give it a try, Daredevil. What would you like to do?
like to... Ooh, I'd like to swing by on a rope if I could and throw one of my boomerangs at its head.
You could swing by on a rope dangling from the helicopter you were in.
Absolutely.
So you could jump out of the helicopter holding on to a rope, and then you would throw one of your amazing boomerangs at its head. The boomerang counts as a blast device 8. So you would attack with your coordination of 6. Okay. In that case, I would tell you to roll icons dice. 2 six-sided die, one of them positive, one of them negative.
I've got a 4 and a 3.
So you rolled a 1.
Yep.
Let's see. Uh-huh. Your coordination is 6. That makes your boomerang throwing attack a 7. Giant ant, that is a completely a success.
Sweet.
Let's see. Giant ant. Coordination of giant ant is 2. I'm sorry, what number did we say? A 7? So that's a success of 5. So your effort succeeds. But you also, because it's a blast, with essentially a massive success, we would call that damage and slam, which is pretty good. Although I wonder, actually, you should even get another point for that because you have a weapons master for throwing boomerangs. I guess it doesn't matter because you got the best hit you could have gotten anyway. So that other point wouldn't make a difference. So let's see, your damage is 8. Well, actually doesn't matter because this completely takes out your ant. Would you like to tell us how your boomerang takes out the ant?
Sure.
Because it's fun. It's a big success. You get to describe it as a very successful and impressive thing to make the other players be envious of you.
So the boomerang, as it flies through the air, its rotation causes it to build up a large volume of kinetic energy, and so that energy, once on impact, just explodes onto the ant and decimates my opponent.
Wow. Boy, I bet the rest of you are impressed and wish that you had done such a good job.
I'm still going out to buy a boomerang.
Okay, two ants down. Who's up next?
How many ants are left?
There are 2 ants left. One for each of you, by an odd coincidence.
Fairly near. Well, I guess they're pretty easy then. I'll just use a lightning bolt attack on it.
This is a Pyroman?
Yes.
With lightning.
Pyroman with a lightning bolt attack at your giant ant. Let me just have a look at this. Electrical control, 8. So lightning bolt, 8 from a coordination of 5. Roll die.
Plus is 1, minus is 2, so I guess minus 1.
Yes, that's minus 1 against your coordination of 5, so your total effort is more like a 4 against the coordination of a giant ant, which is a 2, so you succeed by 2, which is a moderate success. Let's see, your blast does 8 points. Your ant is electrified and it's still moving, but he's not looking very well.
Who earns?
His chitinous carapace is all, his exoskeletal carapace is all burnt, scored with electrical impact marks, which is a thing that makes sense in comic book universes, but it's perhaps hard to visualize. However, that ant is still in motion. What about Ghost Razor?
All right, so seeing that there's 2 left and, you know, with very little time left to go, I'm going to, you know, I'm all in gaseous form right now. I'm going to...
gaseous form.
I'm going to expand myself to an area and alternate the gaseous properties to become bug killer. So I'm going to become a giant cloud of bug spray, and I'm going to attack the last two.
Giant?
I'm so glad you clarified that. I just said butt killer. It really didn't come out right on the phone.
Bug killer. Ant killer.
Great.
Okay, well, first of all, well, let's see. This is your alternate form.
It's gaseous form.
Liquid metal. Let's just have a... okay, now that seems like a bit of a stretch from your normal use of alternate form. Are you willing to let's see? You started with three determination. Are you willing to spend one to stunt that?
Absolutely. Let's
okay.
Do it.
So you're down to two determination. Also, are you trying to attack both ants simultaneously?
Absolutely. You know, you've got to go big or go home.
You'll pick up a minus two for, I believe it's a minus two in this.
Let's go.
It's a minus four, actually, in icon. Sorry.
All right, let's go for one then.
You go for one, go for the ant in front of you. Okay, let's see. So alternate form, so it's based on the six. Okay, I guess we'd do that as a coordination-based attack. So make your roll.
I got a six and a four for two.
Six and a four for two at seven and no minus. The coordination is a success. Major success damage, cost six and slam against the strength six and six. Okay, you have six and six. Oh no, that's a you have knocked out. You have disabled or knocked out your ant, which is wheezing on the ground. Having inhaled some of the horrible toxic chemicals.
That's right. Take it all in. That kind of thing.
Exactly. Now, that's the end of this round. The final ant at the beginning of round two will turn and run. It is no longer interested in the bus, which zooms away safely. And the final ant looks like it's decided to get the hell out of here. Would anyone like to do anything at this time for your second round moves? Swaro led last time, so I would say Swaro leads again this time. Assuming that Swaro is online.
I think he's picking thorns out of his arm.
Wait, wouldn't he like having thorns in his arm? It would make just as much sense if he was not sticking in.
Hey, it'd be kind of like having an ingrown hair. It hurts like crap, I'm sure.
I can hear you, Mike.
All right. It came out a little bit.
I hear him now.
Yeah. Tell me what the kids are doing on the bus. Are they freaking out?
The kids are, in fact, quite freaked out. But the bus is pulling away. And I would say that the kids are likely to survive to be menaced another day.
Well, I'm a monster anyway, so I probably wouldn't help chill them out a little bit. So I will leap after the fleeing ant and try to do a coup de grace. However you say that.
Try for it. Coup de grace will do fine. Let's see. Ant is pretty fast, but the ant has super speed one, but you've got leaping five. I think it's reasonable to say that you can catch up with the ant. What are you going to do to it?
I'm going to punch it.
Actually,
how about I just wrestle it? And then once I got it grappled, I use my aura attack. Or is that two turns?
I guess that's two turns.
Okay, I'm just going to wrestle it so one of my colleagues in the League of Dumb can get in a kidney shot.
That seems very, very reasonable. So strength limited by prowess against the... prowess coordination, or so against the creature's strength. Give me a roll there.
Positive die was 3, negative die was 5, for a total of 2.
For a total of 2. 5.
Oh, wait, no. If positive was 3, negative was 5, I get negative 2, right?
Oh, negative 2.
Sorry.
You will fail to restrain the, you will fail to grab the fleeing giant ant. What about Daredevil?
See, we've got a fleeing giant ant. It's wounded, correct?
Yes, I'd say this ant is on its last leg, as it were.
Yeah, why don't you rub it in? I couldn't restrain a wounded ant. Please.
True.
I dive out of the helicopter headlong and fling 2 boomerangs just because I'm an insanely overcompensating superhero. If I can do that, that is.
The question is, given how good you are throwing boomerangs, I would probably count throwing 2 as a special effect rather than your chance of not killing this thing with one boomerang are so low. I'd hate to see you get in your own way. Give me a roll dice, though.
Roll dice it is. I have, first, I have a 3 and then a 1, so that'd be a 2.
Eight giant ant coordination is 2. Quick, someone, what's 8 minus 2?
6.
Really? Oh. How do you do that so quickly? Which is another massive success. So I think, I'll do this one. The razor-sharp boomerang neatly sails through the ant, cleanly separating its head from its body with the sound of a rotted celery stalk snapping.
I love it. Do that again. That was great.
Yeah, so whoever did that.
It was somebody.
I can't do sound effects, alas.
Was that you, Jim?
There you go.
Yeah, it was Jim.
Remember, I grew up reading comic books, so I didn't know that sound effects were actually sounds. I just thought they were amazing collections of letters, like the thun.
You know, I was going to get it, man. You didn't have to do that. Showing me up with your boomerangs and
That is the end of action scene 1. You guys have successfully torn through. Notice the opening is pretty easy. Just some basic giant ants. Very simple. However, the All-American will tell you guys that if you're done playing with those ants, you're desperately needed. The sheriff has set up a barricade on the highway coming into town. A horde of giant ants is approaching the barricade, and, those guys are all losing it with fear and terror and probably disquiet. The All-American turns his helicopter around and starts heading back towards the town whose name I've forgotten. Is it
Coopersville?
Coopersville, of course. Who could forget? It looks just like Desert Rock and Santa Mira and all of your other favorite towns from atomic horror movies. I'm sure you all remember that Desert Rock is Monolith Monsters, right? And Santa Mira is Invasion of the Body Snatchers, right? Am I right?
I was about to say that.
Yeah. But in this case, Coopersville. But clearly the same Paramount back set. You guys, we've got Daredevil hanging from the helicopter on a cord. We've got the Pyroman flying along due to his magnetic attraction to the helicopter. Ghost Razor is in the form of a...
you can say it. I'm a stinky cloud. It's fine.
A threatening looking cloud of swirling vapor, and of course the mighty Swarrow leaping along in exactly the way of a
giant cactus, something I think we've all seen and enjoyed over the years. And so you zoom back along the main road, back toward Coopersville. And there ahead of you, you can see there is, in fact, a bunch of giant ants, and they are moving up towards a blockade in the middle of the road, which is a bunch of
sheriff's cars.
Yeah, a bunch of sheriff's cars and so forth, and they've parked a bunch of police cars across the road, and then on the far side, a bunch of police officers with the usual sort of shotguns and stuff are standing there looking imperiled as the ants come upon them. There are six of the ants. So you guys are coming up behind the ants as they barrel down onto the town. What would you guys like to do? Since Swaro has been the front of our rotation, I thought I would start with Swaro.
Well, I guess we could do that. How many ants do we have?
You've got six ants.
Six ants. Ooh. Good lord.
By the way, I should point out these ants are probably a little bigger than the ones you saw. These ants are huge. These ants are the size of 18-wheelers, maybe bigger. These are just gigantic ants. I mean, it isn't just that you could ride these ants. Like, your whole family could ride one of these ants. A whole third-grade class could ride one of these ants. These are just ridiculously big ants. And you can safely assume that this town of Coopersville is imperiled.
This town of Coopersville is imperiled.
Oh, no.
Colleagues of dumb.
My dumb colleagues.
My dumb colleagues. Must
act. Sorry to say that without, just snickering.
Stacy, I want to run up on one of the ants, try to grab a back leg, and swing it into a couple other ants.
Ooh! A dramatic thing to do.
And I'm willing to spend some determination to make this happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about, seems to me this is, it seems to me your problem here is this is an attempt to attack multiple targets, which normally gives a minus four, and your prowess is fairly low, so it's a question of how you intend, how you intend to pull off this miracle. Let me have a look here. Now, let's see. This is not actually fate, right? This is icon, so you can't just cough up determination for free.
I have to take a quality somehow. I'm like, well, I have a
cat. Gotta make a good use of it. Here's my suggestion. You want my suggestion?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I may actually be a better player than I am a GM at this. My suggestion was that you spend you've got two determination points. I would tell you to spend one of them to stunt your strength so that you can attack with your strength as opposed to your prowess.
Okay, well, I'm doing it.
It seems to me one ant, you could pick up one ant and try to swing it at, say, two others and try to target three ants simultaneously.
This is my way for making up for feeling inferior about the boomerangs.
So you've spent one determination, which brings you down to one determination. Now, give me a really good roll. Unfortunately, there's no way you can justify a determined effort for this. So just do your best.
Okay. Positive die is 5. Negative die is 3. For a total of 2.
Total of 2. 9, 10. That's a total of 11. Let's see against these. I'm going to go. That's actually pretty awesome against 9, 10, 11. That's like a. Let's see. 7 is still hit by 1, so that's a moderate success against all three. So you should do your...
Fail. So that would be the equivalent of a bash.
Okay, so you would do your basic damage against all three. Your basic damage is 9. Their stamina is 9. Okay, everyone, listen as Mighty Swaro describes how he takes out three ants simultaneously.
In my previous life as a cactus, I had a chance to study ants very, very closely. And with this knowledge of their anatomy and their physiology, I run up behind one, grab his back like at just the right moment when he's weakest, and pivoting like a discus thrower, I slam him into two of his colleagues, trying to hopefully take out all three of them.
And you do. You can describe succeeding if you'd like.
And their chitinous exoskeletons crumble like cellophane, and lots of gooey guts sprawl out over the desert floor, and I look at Daredevil and say, ha, no boomerangs. How about that?
No boomerangs? See, you're just trying to steal my thunder. You're jealous.
Yes, I am.
My boomerang in my pocket is... Oh, never mind.
Okay, so whoever's next.
Okay, so 6 minus 3 means there are 3 ants left. Normally, Daredevil would go next.
So how many ants do I get to take out at once? Ha ha!
Oh my god, this sounds like a dumb rivalry.
You can try to take out as many as you would like, but trying to when you try to take out multiple opponents in icons, you take on a -4 a penalty, which makes it actually kind of hard. Although, you know,
I think I'm challenged.
It is surely.
And my personality is a little challenging. All right, so let's go for 2.
Okay, let me switch back over to Daredevil's Daredevil. Okay. Sure. So you're going to throw. Describe how you're going to try to take out 2. Are you throwing 1 boomerang that will hit 2 on a tortured path? Are you throwing 2
yes.
boomerangs simultaneously?
I'm throwing 1 that is intended to use its blast radius to strike it both, because they're in close proximity, I assume. They tend to
yeah.
be.
Yeah, sure. So it would hit 1 and then move on and take out the next. Let's see, that's 6 minus 4 is essentially a +2. Okay, I'm going to suggest that you make your roll. And if you roll a high number, it might work. And if you roll a low number, then it can't possibly work.
I've got a 4 for the first and a 2 for the second for a total of 2.
Which is a 4. They have a low coordination of 2. So you can hit 2 ants to do 1 and 1. Okay. You hit 2 ants. But you do not, and you injure them, possibly slicing off valuable legs and/or antenna. But those ants are not defeated.
You feel better about yourself now, Mike? I did that for you. I'm sorry, Swaro. I can't reveal your secret identity here.
That's it.
Now, awesome.
Now, my basic approach to this, you'll notice that in the first scene, my basic approach to Day of the Swarm is to allow the ants, which start off as a fairly easy challenge, to escalate over time. So you'll notice that in the first action scene, the ants didn't really fight back. But in this one, they do. So... these 2 ants will now make their attacks on, will attempt to grab the dangling Daredevil. So let's see. They would attack with their prowess of 3. Now Daredevil, you need to roll twice to generate defensive numbers. You're rolling against your prowess as you try to dodge these guys while you dangle from a moving helicopter.
All right, here we go. Roll. 4 minus 4. That sucks. Okay, so I get 0 on my roll here.
Your first roll is 0, give me a second one, just in case.
Okay. 3 and a 6. So it's a -3.
Ooh. I don't suggest it. So it was a what and a -3?
0 and -3.
A 0 and a -3. Now let's just have a look at these ants who are essentially... So you get attacked by ants.
Hey, just a question. Can he use his athletics expert or his martial arts expert or his acrobatics master to assist with that?
Yeah, could I?
It's a good point.
Because I would think of
I would probably allow athletics to count for that. In the icons it might make more sense to say acrobatics.
Yeah.
Especially
dangling from a rope here.
Which would make these a 1 and a -2, which would eliminate one of the two attacks against you. Oh, Mike comes to your rescue. So you take one attack, you have a stamina of 12, you would take, the biting strike of a giant ant does, 2 points of stamina, so you would take 2 points of damage. Out of your 12. So you can imagine, as far as I'm concerned, that sounds more like stress. That's the effect of your heart almost bursting when you look down and see two giant ants rearing up at you and almost snatching you with their incredible mandibles.
And I'll be right back. Go ahead and have it without me.
Sure. The next up, if you were so inclined, would be Pyroman.
Pyroman, help me.
You got it. I guess we're doing lightning bolts again.
You are pretty good at those. I can't deny it.
Actually, is there a hydro line near the highway, too, that I can just kind of stand on and get a little
water main. Got to be a water main.
An electrical power line so that you can run along the roadway. I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing to claim. I won't charge you a determination point for that declaration. I'll just give you that.
Sweet. Well, I'll stand on those to get a nice little boost, I guess, if that applies at all.
Not necessarily, but if you want to throw a bolt of lightning at one of these remaining three ants, all you need to do is declare that you're doing that and roll your two dice.
All right, I'm going to attack them, and we get a 3 minus 5, so I guess -2.
-2 against 2. That's going to be a miss. Let's see. Now you want to roll your dodge, because one of these ants will snap at you. So roll again.
Zero.
Zero. Their coordination is 2. I'm afraid that ant will strike you. You have 9 points of stamina. You'll take 2 hits. Get a little battered up, probably leaping out of the way of a ridiculously large ant that tries to, eat you whole, which is a terribly unpleasant thing. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but I can tell you it is quite unpleasant.
I'm not liking this Dungeons & Dragons dice rolling.
I quite understand. How is Ghost Razor doing?
Okay, he's floating above the scene, taking it all in, and he decides to... change back to his alternate form. So he's going to go from one personality to the other, and then become metal. and basically act like a huge bomb and try and dive bomb one of the ants.
Ah. So he turns into he gets clumsier and stronger as he turns into a bomb. As he turns into a mass of metal. So essentially a rushing attack, I think.
Okay, let's do it.
Roll your dice.
Alright, let's see. We got breaking out the Dungeons and Dragons dice roller. Yeah, you're right. This one does stink.
So you're doomed.
Yeah, it's
you're
true.
Doomed that this thing has cursed everyone.
I got a 3 and a 2 for an effect of 1.
3 and a 2 for an effect of 1. Let's see. 1 and 2 is 3. Prowess is 3. That's a basic effort of 0, which in most games is a miss, but this is Icons, where a quick look at the chart reminds me that a 0 is actually a moderate success with your strength. Oh, I see. Your strength is up to 6. 6 against the stamina of 9. This injures, seriously injures. Oh no, that actually removes one of the ants. So you're now down to 2 ants, one of whom looks injured. And that would be the score as we come up around. Wait a minute. The one of the ants would get a try at you. You'll want to roll your. I assume you'll try to dodge out of the way of the
Absolutely.
Snapping mandibles. In which case, you'll want to roll again.
And I get a 5 and a 6 for a minus 1.
Oof. 5 and a 6 for a minus 1. Your prowess is 2. 2 minus 1 is 1. Against his prowess of 3. Which means he gets you. And you also take a bit of a... gets a bit of a bite out of you.
Oh, this is going to stink.
Stamina, 9-2. It's not too bad as he snaps at you. The strike attack on these ants, on these basic giant ants isn't too bad. It does bring us to the end of the... let's see now, I'll declare that on the next... Well, actually, these ants are... Let's just take a look at this barricade rules. Ants charge the barricade. The two remaining ants will start to tunnel underground on the next turn. Instead of crashing through the barricade, they'll start to dig. Is Swaro back?
He is not. He is.
Swaro is back. Swaro's back. Swaro, you've reduced 3 ants. I'm sorry, 6 ants down to 2 ants, and they're starting to. They're approaching the blockade of sheriff's cars, but instead of actually crashing through it, they've begun to dig through the soft dirt on the side of the highway. You're up. What you up to?
Well, fellas, think we should let them get away, or...?
I say we should track them.
Okay, I will follow Ghost Razor's suggestion, or is it Razor Ghost?
Yeah, right now, probably Ghost Razor.
Okay.
That alter ego thing.
We get you a name tag for each one. let's follow his advice and wait to see where they dig to.
Okay, so of course you'll have to leave the All-American and his helicopter behind, but the ants will start to dig delightful big tunnels that you can just, let's see, what's the digging speed of one of these things? They borrow it 4, so they actually move a little faster than you walk, but if you sort of jog along, you can mostly keep up with them. The ants will lead you underground, and you can sort of watch them go. This is kind of cool. If we had cool special effects, we could do the dramatic visual.
of the four of you, Daredevil, Ghost Razor, Pyro Man, and Swaro, actually walking through this makeshift tunnel, which actually will start to collapse behind you, so you have to kind of jog along to stay not too far behind the ants. This isn't, you know, it's not like they're putting up shoring members and other structural supports as they go. They emerge a few minutes later. On the other side of Cooperstown, you can see that you're on the grounds of the big aeronautics plant.
Oh,
it looks like Ares Aeronautics.
It indeed. There's as you follow the ants up, you can see that there's actually a large group of giant ants storming towards one of the buildings on the tech, on the campus of the Aerotech Corporation. There's a bunch of police deputies running around. You can see that they've been trying to distract the ants with their sidearms, but that's not terribly effective. It appears that the ants are actually attacking a specific building, which they a large sort of brick structure, which they appear to be trying to destroy. You'll notice, especially if you're paying attention, which perhaps some of you are, the ants are actually appear to be being to take commands from a strange figure, a strange, a large sort of bestial gentleman who's appears actually to be wearing armor constructed out of or to mimic the armor of an ant, and yet he's sort of a bald, pop-eyed, pointed-eared Nosferatu type, but wearing this sort of odd ant-like armor, and his visage is a writhing mask of fury, and he says things like, "Yes, yes, destroy, destroy my servants, destroy."
So you're describing Ozzy Osbourne, circa 1985.
Yeah, I believe that's about right. I'm betting that they do, despite the horrible stench of formic acid.
Okay, never mind.
Which, as you know, girls don't like.
So, what are we doing?
I would say that's you guys should probably work that out for yourselves rather than rely on me.
Should we do something about that shadowy, shady, sketchy, silhouetted figure?
I think that's probably the that'd be the wise move for dumb.
So that would be the dumb move for wise. Oh my god!
There must be like 10 ants. There maybe 12.
They're all trying to get in that one building.
Yes, yes, they're storming the building.
Well, fellas,
I've been in for a closer look to the building.
Go for it, Pyro.
Time to see what this is all about. And what is it about?
I'm sorry, if you're doing something, you should tell me about it.
I'm going to the building. I want to see what's inside.
Well, it's hard to approach the building. It's surrounded by giant ants. Give me a bit more of an idea of what you're up to.
Like how surrounded? Like it's a giant building. Like there's no door that's open or like it, I don't know. Like any windows, roof windows?
Oh, there's certainly windows. Would you like to go in a window?
Yeah, let's go through a window.
Hey, folks, I'll be right back.
Okay. I guess.
Oh, found a scorpion.
Trying to see if there's any challenge in getting into a window. Who's talking? Who's going in the window?
I can do it.
Okay.
Daredevil.
Daredevil could. Daredevil could climb up the wall and go in a window. Ghost Razor could fly in a window, or Pyro Man could fly in a window, or you could all do that if you wanted to.
Is it a big window? We can all go in at the same time.
There are lots of windows on the upper levels. The lower levels, the windows might be blocked by giant ants.
I'll defer to my teammates as they fly in. I'll work my way up the building.
Okay. Well, inside, you can see that this is a some sort of research science building. It's filled with science-y things. Mostly, the inside is a big open space surrounded by sort of workbenches and offices and things. It's almost like a it's almost like a factory floor inside, and there are large transformers and compressors and things that, you know, make all kinds of interesting noises. It all seems to service a large contraption in the center of the room. Some kind of a big, complicated engine thing with moving parts that must be, the size of it's the size of an airplane. It's the size of a tank. It's a great big engine that's running, and there's scientists. You can tell the scientists have white lab coats, but they're also engineers, and you can tell them because they wear shirts and ties, no jacket, but with pocket protectors. And then, of course, there are executives who have shirt and tie and jacket, and they're all running around looking quite perturbed as they realize that their building is under siege by giant ants, and you can see that some of them are like piling equipment up against the doors and closing metal shutters on windows and things to try to keep the ants out.
All right, is there one guy that's calling orders pretty much to everyone?
You could probably, without any great difficulty, find someone in some relative level of authority. Someone standing back. There's always some loudmouth guy standing there saying, "You, try harder." What do you mean, giant ants?
Oh, my God, that's me in real life.
Yeah, I thought it might be. I was hoping you wouldn't take offense at the broad caricature I painted of you there. But I hope you'll take it in the spirit of the podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
I would hate for you to take offense.
Oh, no, I'm all good. Who do we have who's basically our dumb spokesperson?
That's up to you guys.
It's fine then.
Charlie, did you want the daredevil to be the dumb spokesperson?
I'll be the dumb spokesperson. Who's going to be the... Oh, you meant D-U-M.
Yeah.
That's me.
So maybe we should go up and talk to one of these executives and find out what they're doing here. Hence, maybe we can come up with a clue to wave off the giant ants and the hideously acidic-smelling dude outside.
I will point out that Pyroman is an expert in electrical engineering. And therefore, it probably is reasonable to tell him that the thing in the middle of the room is obviously an experimental... a jet or rocket engine.
Yes, we tell him that.
I agree.
So is it? What can you gain from this, Pyroman?
This is very confusing for why a guy with giant ants would want an experimental jet engine.
It is actually a little bit confusing when you say it like that. Like, God. And yet, it really shouldn't take too much comic book logic to get to a point where it makes sense. I mean,
he's probably jealous of the flying ants. So I mean, you know,
does that engine cause lots of vibrations? Perhaps.
Oh, see, someone's read to the end of the adventure. Yes. The engine which is running at the moment, it does put up a tremendous subba 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 subba. I wonder, let's see, we've got an electronics expert, I suppose a stealth expert like Daredevil would know that there is nothing stealthy about it.
Which makes my stealth even stealthier.
So the engine is currently running, right?
Yes.
Have they tried just shutting it off yet?
Since it's running, it seems fair to say that that hasn't been tried.
Well, turn it off. See if the hands change.
The gentleman referred to Evier sort of turns to you and goes, you superheroes, you're here to save us, but obviously we can't turn off our precious test engine. We're right in the middle of the most important test run. It really has to keep running for another couple of weeks.
You never run it. What? I'm shutting it off.
Who said they're shutting it off?
I am Pyroman.
Pyroman, you're Pyroman. You have an intellect of 4, and you're an electronics expert. Why don't you roll to see if you can just shut the thing off without any...
Without exploding in my face?
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, without general. Nothing happening, I think, is the more important.
Alright, so... Wait for this stupid thing.
Yup.
I got a 4 and a 3, so I got a 1.
You got a 1 and a 1 and 5, 6. I'll take that. So you've shut off the engine, which suddenly you can all hear again. Just standing close to that thing. Oh my goodness, the vibrations. Now, with the thing not making so much noise, you can hear the braying and gesturing of the guy who's outside. He seems to be quite upset. He's yelling about how he's the Duke of some kind of underground empire, and he's here to stop that terrible machine whose horrible vibrations have caused so much damage. In our world below, we of the underground empire of Lyrax and our Formisai brethren have come to tell you, surface dwellers, to behave yourselves. No more of these horrible engines. No more of these terrible, devastating vibrational attacks on our capital.
Is there a bullhorn or anything around? Something that'll
There's
allow me
There's always a bullhorn within reach. That's a standard truth.
Objection of voice. But...
I pick up a bullhorn.
Uh huh.
And I, you know, shouting toward this Duke, I say, "Have you thought to file an injunction or maybe some sort of writ?" Prohibiting them from doing this, seeing as I have a law specialty.
What outcome are you hoping to get from this act? I'm not sure what to roll against.
trying to get him to stand down, because obviously we've just turned the machine off.
You do have a law degree, don't you? Why don't you, let's see, your willpower, which form are you in?
Right now, the metal, so my will would be 4.
Why don't you roll to see how that goes over with our friend, the Duke of the Underground Empire?
I got a 6 and a 2 for a total of
6
4.
6 and a 2 is a 4. A plus 1 is a 5. He's not calmed by your legal mumbo jumbo, and he says,
"Hey, Stacy.
Yes.
Can I assist?
Yeah, please.
Some way?
Step right in.
Awesome.
Well, I'm hoping maybe I can make a roll and add." Somehow to Walt's success, and maybe I can bond with the Duke of the Underground Empire, because I am a monster, and he is also a monster. Perhaps as monsters we can relate to each other, and I'll express to him my confidence and trust in my dumb colleague.
Well, you have a willpower of 6, athletics, wrestling. Okay, why don't you make a roll there?
Okay. Positive 5, negative 5, total 0.
Total of 0, because you 6 versus 6, that's a result of 0, which, of course, is a moderate success. So, because you're obviously not a human,
Can I tag my weird-looking cactus man aspect for a bonus on this? Because that's one of my challenges, is weird-looking cactus man.
It is. Well, it's a challenge in this case, but you don't actually need to tag it, though, in this case, because you have a success, and since you're not a human, the creature, which was not really interested in negotiating with humans, seems perfectly happy to negotiate with you. And he'll step aside with you, oh great guardian of the surface world. Since you're not a human, he finds you an acceptable negotiating partner, and he simply asks, you know, if you guys could keep it down up there.
He's an angry neighbor.
We could get some frickin' sleep. Yeah. Also, if you could just turn off the test engines and perhaps do a lot less fracking. Because down here in the world, in the regular world that that you guys are impinging on with your surface behavior, it was bad enough back when you tried to set off all those atomic weapons and we negotiated back with Golden Age Man back then, but you guys seem to have forgotten all about that. So now, if you guys could just keep it down, we would be happy to get out of here.
Well, I will defer to legal expertise of Ghost Razor on that one, but I certainly hope we can make some kind of accommodation, Mr. Razor.
I'll turn around and go hammer that out with those executives over there.
The executives are a little bit unhappy about having to have their motor turned off, but it seems like you guys could probably get an injunction. Legally, you could probably get an injunction from the folks over at Patriot, which in the Improbable Tales universe is the big governmental talks to superheroes group. And I would think that... probably Patriot could make a deal to maybe have Gray Aerotech's experiments moved to, say, the moon.
Either that, or we could do like they do in recording studios and soundproof or vibration-proof the building.
It seems like something along those lines could be done, and perhaps Insector, the Duke of the Underground Kingdom, could even help you guys with their technology. I'm going to declare this to be a victory for Dumb.
I could pay for this with my millions of dollars, actually. So
that would be really cool if
I could subsidize this project and be a hero on two fronts, in two identities.
I'm curse you, Daredevil!
Thank you, guys, with your millions. You guys have achieved victory and be remembered for all time.
And we did it through a combination of amazing antics and dumb luck.
Oh.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
So what do you think, Charlie?
Dude, that was fun. I'd love to come back and do it again if I was not too noobish.
It's a fast-playing game. It's easy to pick up. Love to have you back.
No, that'd be great. Yeah, so you're welcome to invite me whenever and anytime I can make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, it was great fun. I'd like to apologize to you guys. I was a little rusty with some of the icons rules, but I hope I didn't stumble over them too much.
From my perspective, you did great. So I
take that.
See,
yeah, it was fun, definitely fun.
Hey Jim, how about you? Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Well, even though you were playing the oddly named Pyroman who had no fire. Basically.
Well, Improbable Tales makes a bunch of these things. We could work through them, or there's also other material we could draw on if you wanted to do more. The only thing I would do if we played these characters again, because we grabbed these characters at the last minute, and some of them are sort of Golden Age characters, there weren't a lot of really good challenges to call upon. The ants were not Adolf Hitler, for instance.
And we might want to update the characters a little bit for that use. But otherwise, I think that went pretty well. I went light on the compels because, you know, it was just giant ants and it was meant to be fun.
No, it was fun. Mine will be easy to update. I mean, Dynamite Comics has already done that. I just won't call it the Dynamite version.
Gets into any trouble there. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, hey, guys, I'll get this podcast up tonight, hopefully. And,
awesome.
Once again, go to Kickstarter, search for Watch Guard, check out Charlie Kickstarter, and help him out.
Oh, hell yeah, going over there right after this.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And anything else you want to cover, guys? Anybody?
I had a blast. Thanks a lot for having me on and letting me stick around with you guys.
Hey, it's all good.
Oh, we appreciate it, John.
So, Stacy, Jim, Charlie, Walt, appreciate you all coming by.
Yeah, and good night from Gen Con.
Night from Gen Con.
Not Gen Con.
Whoops. Oh.
Okay. So until next time, make mine BAMF. That's our new sign-off until we find one that's funny. So make mine BAMF, and we'll catch you all later.
BAMF!
BAMF!